Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Plan and Zone Commission meeting for September 21st, 2011. Roll call, please.
Bennett?
Here.
Gallagher?
Here.
Tapler?
Here.
Voss?
Here.
Rafferty?
Here.
Stoltenberg?
Wendland?
Okay. We do have a quorum, so we can proceed. You did receive the minutes of the August 17th meeting. Do I have any additions or corrections?
Mr. Chairman, I move we approve the minutes of August 17th as submitted.
I second it.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. The minutes are approved. This is the Plan and Zone Commission meeting, and we review matters that are properly before us and make recommendations to the City Council. We are interested in your input, and to the when the matter that you're interested in comes before us, we would ask that you be recognized and then go to the podium at your right, my right, your left, and state your name and provide us with the input concerning the item before us. The first item we have is a preliminary plat. It's case 11059, Mason Run Edition, submitted by Forest Grove Farm LC. Greg, can you give us a staff report, please?
Mr. Chairman, this site's located to the east of Mill Road, and this would be where the Hopewell extension will be, is up here. And a portion of this already has part of this right-of-way in it. This is the area in purple here that's south of Forest Grove Road. And this area was platted originally as a preliminary plat in 2005. It had 182 lots on it at the time. And Hopewell had this direction right here, essentially following this path, and it was taking a different direction. The area marked up here, this is all R3 zoned, and it was meant to be a buffer. Single-family housing can be placed in that area. It's permitted as a use, and that's what the developer has decided to do. What we have here is the Mason Runs addition, which replaced Century Heights number Roman numeral 7. Essentially, it's containing pretty much the same design, except Hopewell comes straight across. And then this area here is incorporated into the plat as it was last time, but mainly that incorporated Hopewell Avenue, and the lots were within this area here. You still have a collector's street running through here, which is Ginger Creek Road, connecting Hopewell and Forest Grove Drive. And then you have numerous streets within the subdivision of 167 lots. There are also outlots here, here, and here to act as stormwater detention basins. Sanitary will run up through this area here and as well here. And then we have the stormwater being conveyed through these detention basins. As I mentioned earlier, a portion of the right-of-way, this portion here on the Century Heights 17th plat, this Hopewell Avenue right-of-way will have to be vacated prior to any final platting of any of the lots that are within the proposed preliminary plat. Staff in evaluating this proposal recommends for the P&Z's approval. I would ask, are there any questions?
Any questions from the commission?
Yes, Greg, I have a question, just it's philosophical, I suppose. Does staff have any concerns about the fact that we're taking R3 area and using it for single family? Does the city have enough R3 zoning in other areas? Are we going to be concerned about future expansion to the north of Forest Grove, that sort of thing?
Well, the R3 zoning ordinance does permit single-family housing, and given that the developer was within the boundaries of our zoning ordinance to put that in, one thing people, I guess, have to be aware of when they move to a major collector street like Forest Grove Drive is that it is not going to remain the same forever. There is anticipation that this will be widened to two additional lanes, and there will be a great deal of traffic through there. I guess that's up to the individuals buying those lots. They have to do their investigation and due diligence to know what the land use is and what maybe the potential zoning is north of them, as anybody else would if they're buying a house.
I understand that part. That's part of my concern. I guess the other question, it's more, like I said, a philosophical question about, you know, our plan, our comprehensive plan was set up and land use was set up looking at, you know, what we thought was needed as far as the community as a whole is concerned, and that's why we've set aside certain areas for multifamily. And if we continue to let, you know, single-family grow without, you know, having an equal amount or an acceptable amount for R3 zoning, we're going to have a different, you know, the community isn't going to be what we want it to be. And so this is what I was questioning. Are there other areas? Are we going to give up certain areas? Are we going to change certain areas in R3 to R3 zoning to compensate for this?
I don't know. That's, again, something that we'd have to look at in regards to the land use plan and what plan we eventually come up with for updating our comprehensive plan and seeing what areas we might designate for that type of use, so that there is a provision, at least in the land use map and land use plan, that would enable R3 zoning, R4, R5, so that we do have opportunities for that in the future in other areas of the city.
If I may, Greg, we've a little bit set a precedent up there with the successive Huntington Meadows subdivisions that are directly adjacent to that. But the good news is the Sterling Woods subdivision on the north side of Forest Grove Drive and Huntington Meadows subdivisions all have great setbacks with nice berms and heavy landscaping to separate them from the traffic on what's going to be the future approved Forest Grove Drive. So it becomes difficult. What I've noticed in the 16 years I've been here, attached duplex condominiums sometimes are a hot market and sometimes they're not. And we have had some developers that, if you remember Beaver Crossing, those were supposed to be duplex attached condos along Forest Grove Drive. He built two buildings, four units, couldn't sell them. So because it was R3, we acquiesced that he could put the single family in, and he sold those. So some of that's market driven. I don't know if we have a good answer for it.
Okay. Do we have a similar kind of buffer? I know there's words and language about a buffer. Is it similar to what has been described?
You mean in terms of landscaping, or you're talking about the type of housing density?
The buffer along between Forest Grove and the R3 district.
You mean the landscape buffering?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty much a given in our ordinance. We've got two methods. We can either use a fence within 15 feet of the property line with one evergreen tree placed 25 feet apart. Each 25 feet you have an evergreen tree. The other one is a landscaping strip of 20 feet in width, and that typically, I think that's what the developer's going with, so that they'll plant that strip in, and that'll give a dense planting there actually to help with sound and then also to help blot out other externalities. So those are two provisions within our zoning ordinance that basically deal with the buffering issues when you have a collector street or a major arterial or minor arterial street bordering the properties.
All right, thank you.
Other questions?
Yeah, just Greg, and for that Hopewell vacation that you're going to have to vacate the Hopewell, is that part of the parcel that's going to be developed? I'm just not clear on that.
That's in this area here, right where I'm sort of coloring that in, is basically where you're going to see the Hopewell vacation have to occur on this plat. When this area gets platted as a final plat area, or this portion, that's so what you're looking at.
Part of what they're buying is the currently platted Hopewell Avenue, or developing?
What they have proposed, yes.
Okay.
Any other questions? Anybody in the audience? Seeing none, what's your pleasure?
Mr. Chairman, I move the case 11-059 be approved but subject to the staff recommendations.
Second.
Second that.
Second.
Any discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion carries, and that preliminary plat's approved. Next, we have a final plat, number five, and I think we can take number seven at the same time. One is the final plat, and one is a site development plan. Number five is case 11060, Interstate 74 Technology Park Second Edition, submitted by Plantation Development LTD, I'm sorry, limited. And the number seven is case 11061, is 40th Avenue West of Utica Ridge Road and east of the future extension of Golden Valley Drive, submitted by Plantation Development Limited. Staff report, please.
Well, Mr. Chairman, this site is accessed either coming up Utica Ridge Road and then going down 40th Avenue, or you can come down Tanglefoot Lane, come up here, and you have a Golden Valley Drive that could make a connection as well. This is the preliminary plat, basically showing the outline of the area up here, showing some of the topography, things that are laid out. This is an existing plat right here, the first edition, and this is the older plat that you had initially seen. Since that time, this is the plat that was given to us recently to acknowledge the TIF district property here on Lot 1, and this is what we're looking at tonight for the site plan, is this Lot 1 site, and then we have Lot 2 and then Lot 3 over here to help incorporate the Golden Valley Drive right away. This is looking down 40th Avenue as you come in. The site here, you have a fence here for Northwestern Bellas. This is all cornfield right now, but basically this area right about in here will be where stage one of the project is anticipated for what will be an LED light production factory. This is looking back at that site. Looking back at the first stage area, you do have Northwestern Bell here and then a boundary approximately right here running back, and then going back to the residential property over here, and then encompassing this area effectively. This is a view from Golden Valley Drive and Tanglefoot Lane, and I tried to shade in an area to demonstrate what you'd be looking at for right-of-way dedication, as this extension will go all the way back to 40th Avenue. This is the site plan in the area, basically, where Lot 1 is where I'm drawing this blue line. And this is going to be the area that effectively is under consideration for the site development plan. These other areas are buildings that will be staged in, and they will require additional site plans. There's stormwater detention come into these areas here and then be taken out to a regional area that was anticipated with past preliminary plat. And then the building itself, this is being staged in right here. The developer as well anticipates putting in numerous evergreens in this area here. There will be deciduous trees placed along the southern boundary and then out here if the area permits, but I did run the tree count, and what the developer has submitted is substantial for what the development entails, so he does meet the tree count. And this is simply here again and more of a magnified view showing the parking out front and then the entryway coming in off of 40th Avenue, and then there will be an area here for circulation of traffic and entry into the structure. This is the structure that's anticipated for the location, I mean for this building, staged in as number one, and I'm going to put on a color graphic here to show what the building would look like, the exterior. That treatment is going to be a little bit different. I believe the developer said that'll be a flatter surface that we'll be seeing on that structure. But this is looking in from the entryway looking from the northeast at the structure and how it would appear once completed. Staff, in looking at the proposal for both the final plat and the site plan, recommends approval by the Planning and Zoning Commission. I would ask, are there any questions?
Questions from the commission?
Craig, you had the one sheet that showed the curved road. I'm trying to understand how that relates or what you were showing us on that relative to what the development is.
Initially, there was a private drive that was going to be proposed that was going to come in, and it was not going to be even here with Golden Valley Drive. It was going to come in here on, as shown on the preliminary plat, and then connect to 40th Avenue. Subsequent to that, the developer decided that he wanted to have a public street come in here, make this connection. So that's the difference. You're seeing that you're getting a more of a westerly direction for Golden Valley Drive, where this is matching up directly across from one another, whereas before you had this design that came up like that.
And everything's on lot one at this point, or what's showing is lot one in there, or the
lot one is going to contain this initial structure here, and lot one essentially is anything over in this direction in this rectangle.
And you had mentioned phase one. So is the concept potentially to expand the building to the west then?
Yes, the buildings will be going in this direction to the west.
Okay.
But that would not necessarily be an expansion of the existing building, would it? Or is it?
It's basically an attachment like you see in our industrial site areas where you do have one structure that was built connected to another. And again, this will come before you in the future as this gets staged out, this project. Anything that would be done further with these three structures would require a site plan review before the P&Z and then approval before the City Council.
But it's contemplated that that would be one big building with subsection.
Yes, I mean that they would be added on.
And is it anticipated, Greg, that the future parking would be continuing along as well to the west in front of those in the north end?
Potentially, yeah, right here. The concept that the developer gave us shows that this area here will be the continued parking.
So just moving forward, it looks like the parking for this one now is kind of going into or in front of what would be the next phase. Is there going to be adequate space to handle all the parking as we go across there?
You mean through here?
If you
look at the employee count, and then also too, there's a potential for maybe adding some parking here as long as it doesn't interfere with the maneuverability in and out. You do have an entryway here, and you do have circulation for trucks to go back out in that direction.
Are there docks on this building or no?
There will be. Yeah, I think right here, and I can't remember exactly where some of the others were because this print's pretty small on this, but I do recall in the plans that there were docks that were going to be incorporated.
Okay.
Any other questions from the commission?
No.
Anyone in the audience wish to address us in connection with this? Seeing none, what's your person? Take them individually. Go right ahead.
I just have a comment. I think it's difficult because, you know, we know there's going to be expansion. It's difficult to realize what it's going to look like when everything is built out, if there's enough parking, of how the building's going to look. I mean, since we're doing this in piecemeal, and I can understand, you know, why it has to be done that way. It's just, you just hope the whole concept is going to look good on the property and is going to be functional. I guess that's just a comment that I have.
I have a question. I guess
right ahead.
This is C6 Office Park Research Park. I think is what it's zoned for. How heavy or what kind of manufacturing is going to take place here? Do you know anything at all about the manufacturing process?
Well, it's permitted under what we look at as electronics and computer type industry, and you already have a facility further to the north that already is undertaking that for automobiles, and they make electronic parts further on up here. They make electronic parts for automobiles right now, and we liken that function to what is taking place or is anticipated to take place here.
So it's similar to
that? Yeah.
I was just wondering about chemicals and things of that nature. You know, I have no idea how you make LEDs. I don't know if there's plastics involved or anything. I was just curious if the city has looked into it and made sure that there's nothing, you know, hazardous or whatever that might we might not want there.
I don't believe the LEDs are going to actually be manufactured. They're going to assemble the product on site. Is that correct? Yes. Yep.
Okay.
This project is for this LED lighting company that's coming here from China and headquartered currently in Florida. The proposal is for the city and the state 120 to 160 jobs, all new to the Quad Cities. And they're going to use this as their corporate headquarters, their R&D, and their assembly plant. They basically make these tubes. They also make big heads for lights for streets, private lots rather than public streets. Anyway, the proposed project for them over, take your pick, 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, depends on the economy, depends on a lot of the issues, is that this ends up being anywhere between 55 and 70,000 square feet. Part of that has to do with what they'll need at the time and how we adjust for it. They could end up with everything just being more plant, wholesale, distribution, and manufacturing here, and a new office building over here. We can two-story it, and we can take an overpass and connect the buildings, as a matter of fact. The number of employees is not clear, one, how many it'll be, although those are the estimates given for public consumption, and for government consumption. And they may run it as a two shift, so the parking is probably about 100 here altogether. But if they go to the big number and it's the first shift, then we will build an underground parking underneath one of these buildings. Very, very expensive. If they go to two shifts, we'll have more than enough parking as we are. The wear and tear on it, that's part of doing business, so that's it. This phase one is to get them here in business. The president of the company is going to move to the Quad Cities from Florida. And get started yet this fall. We hope to get them open by April, May of next year. They have to get their ISO certification and a few other things that have to happen after the building's up, but all that will happen. There are going to be five offices inside this building for the five managers. The rest will be assembly, and basically it's two runs. And people said that small workstations and they soldered small parts together to go into that. And they have some proprietary items within the power structure. They actually could take an existing light fixture or go out and buy it at K&K, take out the ballast and everything and put their equipment in, put the tube in, and do a lot of things. But the number one thing is we want to get the jobs here. Average on the jobs that has been on the forms filled out is about $40,000 a year plus benefits, which meets the state's minimum for training and everything else and additional funds. There's a large amount of incentive money that the state, by state, everybody has looked at all the paperwork and basically is in the final stages of approval. Questions?
Any other questions?
Thank you. That was very.
I appreciate the additional information.
Yeah, helps a lot. Thank you.
So the concept
now,
is
the other
that whole
part that was talked about is down here, which is that what we did was to make this site bigger. The Golden Valley Extension is straight to a certain point, subject to engineering and staff approval, and it's curved a little more so that we can add another 20 or 30 or 40 feet to the building. Here, I think we either have 40 or 50 foot setback, and we have not asked for any board of adjustment for parking in that. That's parking is probably available. Our preference is if they stay in the corporate site over here, we end up wanting to have a glass, two-story glass facility facing towards the interstate. It'll tie in with some of the buildings that we hope to build to the west, being more upscale tech and non-tech buildings. So anyway, that's why that's according. The connection here to flow of the traffic is very critical because 40th does not have a light, but the light is down here at Tanglefoot.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing that may concern you, or at least talk about, is the drainage. Ultimately, we believe we're going to end up with a running water line. We have that other map that shows the whole site. Don't mind, please. There was one other one that shows the area up here, the northwest part. That touches.
I don't think I've got that one in the packet. I've got the aerial, though.
That looked like it, yeah. Okay. The parking area is here, and the back area is here. The plan is to drain into a pipe system that drains down to the down here, because this is about 80 feet lower than any place else. It just makes sense. It's too deep to fill, and more importantly, too expensive. And we can create 2 or 3 acre basin, depending on how much we will need for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty much it.
All right. Appreciate the explanation.
Thank you. Any other questions?
Thanks.
Okay. Probably ought to take the final plat first, so do I have a motion in connection with the final plat, case number 11060?
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve case 11060, subject to staff recommendations.
I'll second that.
Okay, any discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Then the final plat's approved. Then we go to the site development plan for case 11061. I have a motion in connection with that.
Mr. Chairman, I'll move we approve case 11-061, subject to staff recommendation.
Second that.
Okay, any discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. And that passes. And that leaves us to go back to number six, which is case 11058. It's 1411 through 17 Kimberly Road and submitted by Duck Creek to investors. Staff report.
Mr. Chairman, this site is located to the east of Kimberly Road, south of Middle, and then it's north of Lincoln. It's lot number 3 of the Shops at Duck Creek First Edition. It's shown here in this purple color. This is the site. This is the former right-of-way that came in. It's now been divided, and then this is for right away from Middle Road. Kimberly is over here. You've got the lot itself here, and then Upper Iowa University building being constructed right there. This is a former site plan showing the building at the time that was proposed over here, and then the parking out front. Subsequent to that, the developer has proposed a different structure, one that will face with the back, I should say the back part of the building will face out to Kimberly Road, and the parking will be in this area. You'll have three different units available for commercial type uses. This is a magnified version showing the modifications that are being done, creating these islands here, and then fire hydrant right there for fire protection, and this area here pretty much being modified as part of Lot 3 to incorporate the building. This is how the building exterior will look. This is what you'll see if you look at the building face on from the parking lot. And these are the north and south elevations, and this is what you would see facing out toward basically Kimberly Road. This is a site plan showing the landscaping that will be placed, the deciduous trees, overstories right here, same here, and then some understory deciduous trees. The amount of landscaping surpassed what is necessary for meeting our code requirements for landscaping. And in looking at this proposal, staff recommends approval with the conditions listed in the report. I would ask, are there any questions?
Craig, okay. Go ahead, Bob.
I was going to say, it looks like this alignment of this building is in a straight alignment with the college or the school building. Mm-hmm. I can't remember, but is the architecture going to be the same, pretty much?
Yeah, developers here.
So similar. So
yeah.
Yeah,
trying to use all the same materials.
Okay. Do we have a site plan, Greg, or something that shows us? I've lost track because we've had several iterations on this development, kind of the way it's been approved up to this point.
You've got right here, you've got Pizza Ranch going in
right
here.
That's the college.
You've got the college. You've already got this unit in over here.
Yep.
The drive-through and everything, and now you're going to have a building here.
And so is there now another lot in between the current proposed and the one, I'll call it, on the top or the north?
No, this is all one lot right here.
Okay, because it's a slightly
it's in blue, that's basically Lot 3.
Slightly different configuration of the lot than what shows on that the current diagram you've got up, right? Mm-hmm. The shape on the next page is a little different lot shape.
Yeah, I tried to draw that.
There. Yeah, that one. Nope.
That in the plat, I just sort of replicated what was on the plat there.
Okay.
And that's basically what's controlling is what's been platted for the boundaries.
And then can you jump over for a minute to the landscape plan again? As it curves around there, and I'll call it the southwest corner, is that all grass?
In here, you mean?
Yes.
Yeah, that would be all grass that would have to be planted in there.
And then the elevation we'll see from the street is the rear of the building with the service doors. There won't be any windows or anything along. It's, yeah. Okay. And roughly what kind of setback are we talking from the street to the back of the building then?
I believe it's 20 feet required. And here it is right here, building setback line 20 feet.
That's from the sidewalk. There's more
from the right of way. This is the boundary though, isn't it, Kevin? Right here?
Yeah, the street, there's a wide boulevard there, the streets. So
then it'll be even farther back from the street then.
Yeah, because on the landscape, it shows a sidewalk, and then it looks like there's a green belt again, and then street, right? Is your landscaping to scale?
I don't know what the landscaping is on this. I think, it is the full size. I think it's about 1 to 20, when it equals 20 feet.
So is there basically as much landscape to the west as there is building, if it's proportional like it shows here? Yeah, Kevin's saying yes. Okay. All right. green space.
The landscaping we're looking at is all on Kevin's lot. To the west of that is a boulevard that's part, yep, of the roadway, actually. It's not paved, but it's part of the road.
There's grass, okay. Well, that helps, so where I'm going is that helps soften looking at the back of the building. You've got a pretty good setback from the road. You've got some trees in there. Because from the street, the service side of the building is not necessarily really appealing, but I understand why you wouldn't want to have it facing your shopping center as well. So, all right, I'm good.
You did submit an overall site plan this time, too, so that you can see everything since this is the last lot. I don't know if you've got that great.
I didn't see that I got that in the packet. I'll try to dig it up.
Thanks for doing that, though.
Yeah. See the traffic patterns and stuff.
Yep.
Okay, any other questions from the commission?
Nope.
Anyone in the audience? Seeing none, what's your pleasure?
I would recommend, Mr. Chairman, that we approve case 11058, subject to staff recommendations.
Second.
Any discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign, and that's approved. The last thing on the agenda is the commission update. Bill, you want to update us on what's going on?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. Subsequent to your last meeting, which was a very busy agenda, as you recall, the City Council followed your recommendations. September 6th, they approved the preliminary plat of Haley Heights, final plat of the Legends of Hopewell Creek 3rd edition, site development plan for 3223 Southampton Drive, Hoover School, final plat of Valley Wind 6th edition, final plat of Copper Ridge 2nd edition, final plat of Windham Hills 3rd edition, and the final plat of Upper Iowa University 1st edition. At last night's meeting, they followed your recommendation and approved the vacation and the final plat of the Highlands East 2nd edition and what is subsequent, the help me out, what's the name of the Hopewell, yeah, the Hopewell edition, Hopewell Hills, and they held a public hearing and approved the first reading of the zoning change for Middle Road and Tanglewood Road for AMF Real Estate from A1 to R4. If you remember, that was the outlot / floodplain area. One other thing we would like to just get your opinion on is we are setting the meeting dates and the filing deadlines for 2012. November of 2012, the 21st is the Wednesday before Thanksgiving. So do you think it's prudent that maybe we move the meeting
back a week or something?
Forward or ahead a week, whatever you'd like to do.
I think it'd be an idea, a good idea to move it, or we might lose it, so to speak. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
For the week before?
Yeah, the week before.
If the room's available, yeah.
Okay. Very good. That's all I have.
Okay.
Thanks.
Thank you all for coming, and we stand adjourned. I'll see you next month, huh?